Today is Tuesday, the 15th of July, the feast of St. Bonaventure, in the 15th week of Ordinary Time. The community of Teze sing, Christus din ande. Jesus, your spirit in us is a wellspring of everlasting life. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Then he began to reproach the cities in which most of his deeds of power had been done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? No, you will be brought down to Hades. For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom than for you.
Our reading today may sound and feel rather desolate. Woe to you, Jesus says, to the cities that have witnessed and experienced his miraculous works yet have not repented. As you reflect on this now, try to get a sense of the emotions Jesus might have been experiencing and expressing in this moment. Spend a moment reflecting on any feelings you can identify with. Perhaps frustration or anger, or other feelings you have felt when your deeds or actions haven't been understood. As you listen to the reading again, imagine those gathered around Jesus as they hear his reproach. What impact might his words have on them?
Then he began to reproach the cities in which most of his deeds of power had been done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? No. You will be brought down to Hades. For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom than for you.
As we approach the end of this time of prayer, speak to the Lord about any thoughts or feelings that have emerged for you today. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.